B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The woman explained to police that she had her buttocks exposed in public Saturday because she was defecating. Toyesha Shimura Stiles was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. But it's interesting how what she had proclaimed while this was taking place.
All right.
So, police were called Saturday afternoon to an apartment. They were told a woman behind an apartment was naked. Officers found a woman standing in the common area behind the apartment with her buttocks exposed.
How you doing?
Police reported seeing several children and people sitting outside and some of the children stopping to look at the woman who wasn't making any attempt to conceal herself. When an officer asked a woman what she was doing, she said, "I'm taking an ass and wiping my ass, demon."
Wiping my ass, demon.
When,
wow, that's who makes you poop.
When asked why she was doing it outside and had herself exposed, police reported her as saying, "I ain't essing on myself."
Oh, okay.
A witness told police she saw the woman completely naked and that the woman knew people were looking at her.
Very well, ma'am. Enjoy.
Yeah, so she just was straight up about it. I'm taking
good luck with those ass demons.
I'm wiping my ass, demon. Armed with a water gun filmed with his own urine, an elderly Florida man squirted a woman several times
as he
walked her dog in front of his residence on Saturday. That's correct.
Florida man, Florida man.
So this guy had to go through the process
of
collecting his piss, putting it in the small hole in the squirt gun.
It's difficult enough to get water in
there.
Police charged that Joel Benjamin, 71 years old,
71.
Approached, I know.
My pee stream isn't very strong.
Approached the female victim and pulled out a water gun that contained his own urine. The woman was walking her dog.
Oh, wait, that's my semen gun.
Benjamin and the victim live in separate apartments at the complex. When questioned by an officer, Benjamin reportedly admitted that he, quote, shot the victim with a water gun containing his own urine.
Was there a reason?
The septuagenarian was not remorseful, stating that he would do it again. While court filings do not indicate why Benjamin targeted the woman, a source said that the defendant may have been angered by fellow residents failing to curb their dogs.
Oh.
Benjamin,
my penis demon,
was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge. He spent about 18 hours in custody before being released on a $500 bond. Mm-hmm. Horrific photos have emerged of a husband's gruesome injuries after he hacked off his own penis following a dream that he had.
Oh, my God. Is this the one where you're late to work?
No, it's not that one. Oh. Wahab Saadu said that he was fed up with a woman demanding sex from him in his dream, and he chose to cut off his manhood. Now, shocking images show the injuries from which the fashion designer is still recovering.
Oh, wow.
Wahab said that he carried his genitals to a neighbor's house in Alapa, Nigeria.
I did something stupid. I had a dream and I cut my penis off.
Speaking after the horror, he said, "Prior to the incident, I had a dream in which three unidentified women appeared to me and ordered that I drink battery acid, which I did the following morning without the knowledge of anyone."
On the list of dreams, this falls well below Martin Luther King's dream.
3 days after, I had another dream where the same women ordered me to wake up and cut off my penis. It was after cutting it off that I regained consciousness, so I rushed home for immediate remedy. It is understood that Wahab used a razor blade to hack off his penis.
What?
And was taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
Reports also claim that Wahab's father passed out immediately after the bloodshed. Wahab reportedly blamed the handiwork of witches for his sudden actions. The shocking images have only just come to light. They come after a member of the Redeemed Christian Church of God cut off his penis because he wanted to concentrate on a fasting program organized by the church.
How about just turning off the TV?
Astonishingly, he had hoped that it would grow back after fasting.
Is that how it works?
According to him.
Doesn't it grow back bigger? Like when you...
Yeah, right. Oh, exactly.
Just keep cutting it off. It'll grow back bigger.
It's like your hair grows longer.
Right. It's the truth.
In February,
scientific fact.
But in February, a wife allegedly cut off her partner's manhood and cooked it in a pan of noodles. Disturbing
images. What kind of sauce do you use with that? Is it a pesto?
Are said to show the dismembered penis on the woman's plate afterwards.
Could, honestly, and let's, on a basic level, taking a razor to your own genitals and cutting them off.
I don't know how it's possible.
How is that? How do you get through that without passing out from the intense pain?
Exactly. All right, something lighter.
please.
To end on?
I mean, we've had ass demons.
I like this one. Police in China announced the arrest of a 40-year-old man for stealing three tennis rackets and cases worth about $200. However, while sporting goods can be resold for a profit, the suspect's motives may not have been financial at all. An investigation was launched into the theft, which took place at the locker room of a men's tennis team in a high school. Now, a trail of evidence eventually led police to the suspect, who lived in the same city. He reportedly told him, and I quote, "I like the smell of sweat that seeps into the racket handles."
Oh, my God.
Strangely, the report...
I like the smell of sweat.
Strangely, the report didn't say that he actually admitted to the crime, which would make his confession really awkward if he didn't. Meanwhile, readers in the news online were somewhat sympathetic and a little fascinated by the suspect's peculiar taste.
By that smell.
Yeah.
They were commiserating?
It's unclear why he was specifically into tennis racket handles. Perhaps something about that particular leather or rubber used in them reacted with the sweat to make that particular aroma that turned him on.
Oh, man.
It's also strange that this theft happened to be extremely similar to a recent incident in Tokyo. On the March 15th, a man in his 50s was arrested for stealing rubber boots used by guys in a poultry factory, also because he liked the way they smell.
But tennis handle guy's like, oh, that's just sick.
It's really just...
What's wrong with that dude?
And it's suggesting there's a lucrative demand for guy sweat these days for people who like that smell.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
In Norway, after a knee injury... Klaus Jørstad of Alta, Norway, invested in a Marius stool from IKEA to sit on while he showered.
A Marius stool.
That's what it's called. And, you know, they, at IKEA, they have all those funny names.
So like this the one's, Lord Flirten.
Yeah, there's we had a desk. It was called a Jerker, believe it or not.
A Jerker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was the actual name of it. So this is a Marius stool, and he wanted to use it while he was showering. But that plan backfired big time on him. While sitting on the chair during a recent rinse, one of Jørstad's testicles got stuck in a hole on the seat.
Hot water had
caused them to expand. Sitting there and noticing the accident, he said, "I bent down to see what happened, and I realized the little nutter had gotten stuck."
Oh, no. Stuck his nuts in the Jørstad? What is it?
One of them did, got stuck in the Marius.
Oh, Marius.
In a hole in the Marius.
Oh, my God.
So he sat, but apparently he sat there so long that the hot water ran out, so then he gets all the cold water running on him, and...
Which expanded the nut.
No. That contract the nut.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Jørstad thinks the freezing water actually was a saving grace. The temperature dropped, causing his testicle to shrink back down again and allowed him to safely freeze.
It's a miracle.
Little guy. But after the incident, he decided to warn others about his experience by taking to Facebook and alerting IKEA in a post that has since gone viral. And IKEA's response said, "Hey, Klaus, we recommend you take the stool out of the shower or that you sit on it with the right uniform on and in the right setting."
What uniform?
He said, "If you choose to keep it in the shower, make sure that you are well-dressed for your next sea excursion." And So Jørstad did what he should have done from the start, and he covered the stool with a washcloth. So problem solved.
Uh-huh.
He's not suing or anything.
Yeah, that's very, very accommodating of him, especially since he almost lost a nut.
Yeah. A Michigan man is seeking to squeeze out over $86,000 from his parents in a civil court for allegedly throwing out his large pornography collection.
Damn it.
The names of the son and his parents were withheld. The rift between the family actually started back in October of 2016 when the man moved back into his parents' Grand Haven, Michigan home.
Well, I'm back.
After a divorce. Among his possessions was a smut collection, he said in court documents, is worth about $29,000.
There's my hardcore German pee porn.
Less than a year later, the man moved out to Indiana. And when his parents allegedly delivered his property to his new home, the son noticed that his massive collection was missing.
Gum, where is my defecation porn?
His parents allegedly told him that they destroyed his porn. The man tried to press charges on his parents by calling sheriff's office, but the prosecutor's office did not pursue the case. The man began emailing his parents. He had said, "If you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the time, and I would have gone elsewhere. Instead, you chose to keep quiet and behave vindictively." According to the lawsuit, his father allegedly responded, "Believe it or not, One reason for why I destroyed your porn was for your own mental and emotional health.
Ooh. Yeah, not only does he have a voluminous porn collection, he knows the dollar worth of said porn collection.
Yeah. And his father said, I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. Someday, I hope you will understand.
Jeez.
But porn is legal.
It is.
So,
well,
you know, come on.
But also,
it can be an addiction.
It absolutely can. But he said that it's worth $29,000, yet he's suing them for $86,000.
Well, also,
pain and suffering.
Why were they obliged to store his stuff?
Exactly. And then also, I did a quick little math. Let's say each magazine costs $5. He had almost 6,000 porn magazines.
I mean, but six? Come on! It's ludicrous.
Some people are connoisseurs.
I should have pressed charges against my mom when she gave away all my handbags to Goodwill.
I thought you were going
to
say my porn collection.
No.
Mom, where were all my docking magazines?
You know how I love that.
It's so weird that men can do that with their foreskins. Mother?
Mommy?
Oh, and my Beanie Babies, too.
Yeah, that too.
Gosh, my daughter has so many nuances.
Police say a shooting Saturday afternoon that injured two people in the parking lot of a Chuck E. Cheese was accidental. Apparently an adult and child were shot in the restaurant's parking lot. Now, the male victim was shot in the chest, and the child was shot in the leg. Where do you hear how this happened? The female child was transported to Children's Hospital with injuries that appear to be non-life-threatening. The male victim, though, had serious injuries. The shooting happened while the man was changing the child's diaper. By his own gun. He had a gun, you know, this idiot.
Aren't you supposed to use safety pins?
Yeah, right?
Not do you shoot him closed?
So apparently John Gerard had said, you don't expect that anyone would bring a gun around where kids would be. It just doesn't make any sense. John and Ashley Gerard had taken their 2-year-old daughter to Chuck E. Cheese, and they were there at the time of the shooting.
Got the sippy cup, I got the bag of Cheerios, and I got the Luger.
Yep. So apparently they're investigating this incident, but the guy's in serious
condition. Yeah, could have killed the girl.
Yep. A man who allegedly tried to smuggle a rare and expensive fish into Australia by strapping it around his neck has been arrested by Australian Border Force authorities.
That's my cod piece.
The Vietnamese national was selected for a baggage examination after arriving in Adelaide Airport from a Malaysian flight.
Wow, that perch necklace looks real.
When officers began a search of the man, he allegedly produced a bag containing the fish. The fish was identified as an endangered, fully red Asian arowana. The trade of this species is controlled under the International Convention in Trade and Endangered Species, to which Australia is a signatory.
I like your koala slippers.
And apparently, they are popular pets due to the vibrant colors of the different varieties, also including the silver, Asian, blue, Malayan, and gold crossback.
How long can they be kept out of water?
No, it was in a bag of water, so, you know.
Well, when I first heard him say that, I thought I was thinking out of water, but it makes more sense to tie it in a bag of water around the neck. Yes. Yeah.
Officers arrested the man.
That looks very comfortable.
And he was subsequently granted bail to appear before the magistrate's court. The maximum penalty
I like your shark backpack.
Wildlife trade offenses under Australian law is 10 years imprisonment and a fine of up to $210,000.
Those anteater mittens look comfortable.
One more story, and then we will wrap it up. How about this? Edmontonians. People live in Edmonton.
Yeah.
Enjoying a night on the town Friday were given more than they bargained for when an arsonist damaged 13 vehicles while walking along a busy street.
Well, that's not very nice.
A 3-minute video that was posted online shows some of the shocking incident followed by a civilian takedown. In the videos, a man dressed in all black with a red gasoline jug can be seen walking down the street while pouring the gas on various vehicles and just lighting them on fire.
Was this outside an Edmonton Chuck E. Cheese?
It might have been. The video shows the man walking across the street after pouring gasoline on a red SUV with a driver inside.
What prompted this?
Who's waiting to turn left. After flames ignite the SUV's hood, the driver continued to turn left and was unclear if the fire was immediately extinguished. Now, the man then drops his backpack and the can and walks away to a nearby Starbucks where he was taken down by a man in a Hawaiian shirt.
Wait a second. I saw you set all those vehicles on fire. That wasn't very nice.
The video ends with police officers appearing to arrest the man. Reports from police indicate that there was no one injured. So,
my name is Don Ho Jr.
Superhero in a Hawaiian shirt.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.